So all kinds of stories and things develop, but really it's about just putting your toe in the pond.
Welcome to Mass MEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. Mass MEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
On the eve of Manufacturing Day, which is tomorrow, October 2nd, you're about to listen to episode one of our two-part podcast, Manufacturing Month. Manufacturing Day occurs every year on the first Friday in October, and Massachusetts took the step of expanding Manufacturing Day to be Manufacturing Month for the entire month of October. We're here today to explore this concept from a national perspective with NIST, a statewide view through MassMEP, and a close-up look with a manufacturing company that is a Manufacturing Month evangelist, Northeastern Machine. Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, Marketing Coordinator with MassMEP. Today, we have two guests with us. One is a repeat offender, and we have a new guest with us as well. Paula Martel is the Human Resource Manager with Northeastern Machine. And our first-time guest is Nicole Osherman. She is the Digital Information Specialist with NIST. And NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. So welcome, Paula, and welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So before we get started, I'm going to ask you a fun little question. We usually like to do this with all of our guests when we have them on. So here's the question. If you could rewind the past 6 months of the pandemic, would you have chose to use the time differently in any way? How about Nicole? What do you think?
Wow, that's a good one. I'm going to say no, because it really gave me the opportunity to spend a ton of time with my son, which I always try to do anyway, but it really, there wasn't the running and the shuffle and the where do I have to be when. So I really think I've enjoyed every minute of it. I laugh because people are like, how are you doing? I'm like, I love my bubble. I love being in my bubble. So no, I'm going to stick with what I've been doing. I'm going to stick with it.
Good. Paula, how about for you?
Well, I've had a bubble-less pandemic. So we were pretty early on named essential. And so we have worked throughout the pandemic. The company has worked throughout the pandemic. And because the staff on the shop floor, the production people and quality have been in the building, I have felt it my responsibility to be in the building with them. So it is essentially been the same at work and been extremely different. So what would I have done different? I would have been able to hire some people and we would have had a little less stress in the last 6 months, but it does have silver linings. I feel like the staff has a real sense of accomplishment and a sense of importance of their work, especially as it relates to things like PPE and things fighting, you know, parts that are actually fighting the pandemic. And also, I think we have learned a lot about our own safety and what is a good bubble, as Nicole puts it, and what bubbles should be avoided.
Yeah, I think what's kind of funny is I don't, when you look at the time frame of it, I think a lot of people don't really really focus on the length of time that it's been. When we'll go back and we'll look at things and I'll say, oh, we took notes on that. And when did we have that meeting? And we talked about it yesterday in the office. And like, that was in July and it's now almost the end of September. So it's just, I feel like it's gone much faster the past 6 months than time ever has for me and for what we do at MassMEP. And I definitely with the transition and where we're going and silver linings, which is a great way to talk about this, Paula, and how you're saying this. So we're getting into Manufacturing Month because we are at the end of September, coming into October. So Manufacturing Month, Manufacturing Day is Friday, October 2nd. It's a big day. Both of you are very involved with this. Nicole, NIST, you said they're a silver sponsor of the event. And then Paula, you have a lot of stuff going on that you're going to actually be doing throughout the month with them as well. So between the two of you, we've got really big sides of this covered. So I kind of want to get into the background of Manufacturing Day. And Nicole, you can probably answer this for us, but where did it, how did the idea come about? Who were the founding partners that got it off the ground? And when did you really first kick this off?
So really quick, also just to touch on the sponsorship. So the MEP National Network is actually the silver sponsor for this year. So we're really proud of that. We're proud to see the network, just really heavily involved as they always have, but even expanding more so on that. And for the start of Manufacturing Day, so the very first Manufacturing Day was actually October of 2012. And that saw about 240 events, and actually focused in the Midwest. So it was on a much smaller scale. It was not nationwide at that point. It was a concept that actually came from the president and CEO of FMA, the Fabricators and Manufacturers Association, Ed Udell. And I'm terrible with name pronunciation, so Ed, forgive me if I just butchered that. Do not hold it against.
you're safe. As Paula said earlier, Nicole, you're amongst friends. You're good.
And it was a pilot of sorts. And really, just as it is today, the whole concept was based on showing parents, teachers, students, what careers in today's advanced manufacturing really looks like.
Yeah. So obviously, so from 2012 to today, over 8 years, I'm sure it's grown and changed a lot. Has some of it stayed the same, or how much has changed?
So the purpose, obviously, putting a positive light on manufacturing, showing what it really looks like. It's not, as they used to say, it's not your grandfather's, manufacturing facility any longer. It's modern. There's technology, there's robots, really amazing work being done in these manufacturing facilities across the country. So that purpose of really, kind of breaking that stereotype and breaking those misconceptions of what manufacturing is, that is still there. That still holds true. What I've actually seen is it's expanding to even younger generations. So whereas it was, hey, let's build that workforce. Let's try and battle this skills gap that really has always been a struggle in manufacturing. It's, let's inspire the youngest generation. Let's go down to the elementary school level. Let's show these kids really what the future could hold for them if they chose a path in manufacturing. So for that aspect of it, it's absolutely the same. We now are seeing over 3,000 events.
Wow.
So it is amazing. And this is going across the country in Puerto Rico, really. And it's even, I believe there's events in Canada and Mexico. So it's really even expanded, outside the US even. But ideally, it's still the basis of what can we do to get more people interested? What can we do to break these stereotypes? How can we really show them what manufacturing is today and what an amazing career path it really truly can be?
Yeah. So Paula, have you been doing this since the beginning with Manufacturing Day?
Northeastern Machine's been involved since 2013. We originally paired with two other businesses in Southeast Mass and offered almost like a field trip to students that were in vocational programs. And the field trip brought the students through the three businesses. We're similar and dissimilar in our approaches and in our equipment and in our size. So it gave students kind of different looks. Mm-hmm. And we had students come and tour all three facilities and go to lunch. And so the kids have been coming ever since. And we have grown it now to, we see about 300 students on a manufacturing day.
That's pretty
impressive. It started out the first year we saw about 50. So you can see that it's exponentially grown.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, and like Nicole, you say it just started in, you said in the Midwest, right?
Correct.
And now, like you said, it's across the U.S. It's covered into, now you're internationally crossing the borders and getting into that as well. Have you seen some events throughout that have just been really outstanding events that you're kind of like, oh my gosh, that is one of the coolest events. Like, what's one of your favorites or one of the fun ones you've come across in the past 8 years?
So, gosh, it's so hard to pick because I have to be honest. Like, I've been at NIST MEP for 5 years now, I believe it is. And every single year, I am blown away at what the network does. You know, our MEP centers across the country in Puerto Rico, they step it up every single year. As far as my favorite, I really don't think I could pick one. I mean, we've seen Facebook Live events. We have seen, obviously, it's expanded from just one day to Manufacturing Month, as you had already mentioned. So we see events throughout all of October, you know, some really high profile events that bring in top-notch speakers. I think this year, even, you know, with obviously the virtual element now thrown into it with our current environment, even so, you know, we were all kind of sitting back, like, what is this going to look like this year? What are we going to have now for Manufacturing Day with the limit on being able to truly open your doors in person? How is that going to now form itself? And I have to say, I'm still impressed. So we do showcase the events from our MEP National Network on our public website, on our Manufacturing Day page. And just some of the ones that I've gotten in recently are, you know, Florida Makes has now, the network down there has started a hub, a Manufacturing Month hub that you can go in. Pennsylvania, even, they have, and make sure I get this name right so I don't, you know, mess up anybody else's names. So the NWIRC, which is the Northwest Pennsylvania Industrial Resource Center that are part of the MPA MEP, they have their Exploring the Marvels of Manufacturing. And this is targeting grades 6 to 12 within 14 counties of Northwestern PA. And it's all virtual. It's all virtual. California, they always have a ton of events. And CMTC out there, our MEP center, they're doing Manufacturing Month. Again, you can go on their website, and it's activities for the entire month. New Jersey MEP, they always have their Made in New Jersey Manufacturing Day. Again, a huge event. And this year, it is all virtual. But they have promised it is still going to be the largest networking event of its kind in the New Jersey manufacturing industry, which is really impressive to pull off with certain limitations.
Yeah, New Jersey is loaded with manufacturers. It's got a lot of manufacturers in that tiny little state. It's not a big state, but it's full with manufacturers. So Paula, in, you know, looking and gauging for what's happening this year, what are you going to make any changes? What do you have lined up? What's up your sleeve this year, Paula, for Manufacturing Day and Month?
So we're going virtual too. So we are creating a video. We're taking a job from quote through production, quality and delivery to give a closer look at how jobs flow through the building and who touches them. So it will give students some different looks at different career paths, including quality, purchasing, vendor relations, things that we have not seen in our tour manufacturing days that are very focused on the production floor. And so we're hoping that it will give students a broader look at manufacturing, a broader look at jobs within a manufacturing facility. And we're pairing it with a Q&A Zoom meeting with a member of our management team.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So Nicole, how do companies like Paula, how do they get involved in this? Like, what do they have to do, you know, to sign up or to be registered? What's the process for that?
So it's super easy. All you would have to do is visit the creatorswanted.org website. So this is the first year that Manufacturing Day is housed under this larger campaign of Creators Wanted. It still is called Manufacturing Day. You can still search it and find it that way. But if you go to the creatorswanted.org website, you will find a link to be able to register your event. And then that way people can go to that website, they can pull up the content, they can search in their state. You can obviously also reach out to your local MEP center. Mm-hmm. So we always really stress that your center is there to help you in a lot of different ways. So it's not just in your day-to-day manufacturing world, it's also for something like this, to get involved, to get that event registered, to get it signed up, to get it promoted or started even. You know, you don't know where to start, definitely reach out to your local MEP center and they'll be able to guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, so I know we have some things lined up on our end. Obviously at Mass MEP, you know, we have, like Paula was talking about it earlier, we kind of maybe put a lot of thought into this and we've got these, I wouldn't say they're illusions of grandeur because I think they're going to be possible. We're going to make them a success because we probably have, you know, I'm a little biased, but I think our marketing team is pretty awesome that we have at Mass MEP. So we're going to, you know, we have events that we want to, virtual events. We're going to feature people like Paula and Northeastern Machine. We're going to show what they're doing in Massachusetts. And we have these goals of getting these promotions out. Obviously, we're doing it all virtually. We have our own events we've got lined up as well. It's the same thing. So we've all made these transitions this year. And what is the, we're going, reimagined is what, you know, the theme, right, for Manufacturing Day and Month this year. So we've reimagined some of our own stuff. And we have events. We've got, you know, we've got a big one on October 9th with the MERT. And it's a webinar. It's our collaboration with Mass Tech. And it's a lot of fun. I think you get a little bit of a different perspective on things now. Probably a couple of years ago, and you guys, you know, I don't know, you might agree with me, you might not, but I have to wonder if we all would have thought this would have been possible to do something like this virtually. And now we've kind of had to think outside of that box and go, yeah, it is possible. And we can still make some sort of an impact because of this. So in speaking of that, in impacts, Paula, can you give us an idea? Do you have a lot of impacts then that come back from this after you do these events?
So I think I would start with saying that manufacturers are sometimes nervous that they don't have time or space or the talent on board to set forth into a manufacturing event. So I would tell people that if you're frightened, but it sounds interesting to you, that you start small, that you just try to make it one connection, whether that's with your legislator or your local town government or city government, or with one school, and do a meeting or an event. And I think that you can let it grow from there. I would say that our impacts in the 7 years that we've been doing Manufacturing Day are much greater than we ever imagined. I think that we thought it would be nice to tour some kids the first year, but we opened it up to the local community through a newsletter that gets distributed in the town where we do business. And so our neighbors and the townspeople and the town government officials decided to come and take a tour. And that was the first impact, that people that we worked side by side with and places we went for lunch during the year all came and visited us. And they had very funny things to say that first year. 20 years I lived down the street from this business and I never knew what went on behind the doors. You know, things that sounded so mysterious, but there really was no mystery. And then we found then that people came to us, the town government came to us and said, if you'd like to light your sign, we could assist you with that. Things became partnerships that we never imagined or even, in all honesty, thought of sometimes. In addition to what we saw with students, which was a connection to this is what I study in school and this is what it's like in real life. And from there, I think we got a lot of new schools contacting us and calling us, you know, my friend works at Southeastern, my friend works at Bristol Plymouth, we heard about your tour. And it just took on really a life of its own. Year to year, it's grown, as I said, exponentially till we see every vocational school in all of Southeast Mass now. And we see many of the schools that are not vocational. And we do see junior high students. And one grandma brought her little 10-year-old grandson because he was very interested in how things worked. And she saw us in the town newsletter. And she just brought him because she was caring for him on that day. So all kinds of stories and things develop. But really, it's about just putting your toe in the pond, right? It's really just about, what do I think I can do? All of our legislators have toured, all of our Massachusetts legislators, representatives, and senators. Representative Kennedy has toured with us. So we know now that we can call our legislator about a bill before them that has impacts for manufacturing. Those are things we never imagined would come from Manufacturing Day.
Yeah, well, Paula, so you've brought up two things that I think are really important that I definitely want to hit on. Nicole, on the side of schools and teachers and students, how do they learn about this in what's happening?
So there's a couple of different ways. Obviously, state by state, you know, how those events are promoted or kind of publicized vary. But what we have found really on a national level, your best options or any community's best options are to visit that creatorswanted.org website where you can search for events, contacting your local center, MEP center. Just because you're not a manufacturer does not mean they still cannot help you and guide you and get you going in the right direction. So definitely find out that center. You can find all that contact information on the NIST MEP website. So we do have that there for every single center and every single state in Puerto Rico. And even checking with their schools. So a lot of times the schools are already working on that, you know, reaching out to manufacturers, how can I get the students involved? So even your local community and school system would probably be able to assist.
Yeah, Paula, what do you think on that?
I would tell you that the Creators Wanted website is awesome. It's very easy to search. You can put in your location data, your zip code, and it will give you events in your area. So it's very user friendly. It's bright. It's colorful. Yeah. I think it's engaging to kids as well as adults. So I think it's a great way for people to search. I think local school systems are generally working, especially vocational school systems, are generally working with their manufacturers. They have some kind of relationship. I think it does require some outreach sometimes from the business. If you know that your high school has an engineering program or similar kind of class, if they have any kind of vocational or training module, even your local community college where a lot of the machining and other kinds of coursework is offered are great people to start with. To make that kind of connection. And I think that a little bit of effort goes a long way. Generally, what we've found is that word of mouth takes you from there.
Yeah, it definitely, it appears that way. I know we at Mass MEP, it's always, we call it our pipeline, and it's a way that we really focus on the younger students, you know, starting in, like Nicole had said earlier, in the elementary schools and the middle schools. And we work with a lot of the vocational schools. But, you know, one of the interesting things, Paula, you had said was that even your traditional schools now, there's a lot of students that you're pulling in from that side as well, because they may be on this traditional path, but looking forward, you know, if they are going to be the ones that may continue to go down and go into college, all of these new careers that are coming through, all of what's happening with manufacturing and, you know, even stuff as simple as the supply chain. And there's engineering jobs that are coming out of this now that maybe, I guess it's another silver lining that's happened from, you know, the current, you know, climate that we're in. It's creating these new environments. I have a daughter that's in college and she's picked a major, and I said, okay, this sounds great. I have absolutely no idea what it is, but it's obviously something new that she's going to forge into for the future, right? As to where we're headed right now. So it's a great way that starting young with these students and that's how we do it too. We reach out to the schools and we let them know. And, you know, like Nicole, you're saying, putting all the promotions out and hitting them the best way we can. But it definitely goes back to your good old grassroots, which is word of mouth, right? And once it starts rolling into the next. Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. We had so much content from this podcast, we had to create two episodes. Join us next week for episode 2. For more information about Mass MEP, you can always visit us at massmep.org and subscribe to our podcast channel on iTunes or Spotify. We will see you next time in our space, your space, or cyberspace.
Thank you so much for listening to Mass MEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of Mass MEP's podcasts or for more information on how Mass MEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.